been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church, declaring vision for the nation. Viewpoint, America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you of the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. My views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully, they're going to be the views of Dr. Michael Kaufman. And we're going to, hopefully, we're having a little problem with his telephone number right now. Hopefully, we'll be able to get Dr. Kaufman on. But Dr. Kaufman's been around as long as I have, certainly writing about Agenda 21, writing about all of these government programs that are all, they sound so wonderful, trying to preserve the wilderness, trying to make a better climate and clean air. But the truth of the matter is, of course, this is all a facade. What they really want is total control over everything. They want to force people out of their property and certainly into areas where they can be controlled and monitored. And the real purpose behind Agenda 21 is to basically transform society and bring people under the control of an all-powerful government and, of course, a massive bureaucracy that will control every aspect of human endeavor, convince us that, oh, it all has to do with democracy. And, of course, it has nothing to do with democracy, has nothing to do with elected government. They're rigging our elections now, ladies and gentlemen. And there's so many books now we're having an opportunity to read and to get into the background to see how they've certainly rigged the election in the year 2000. Al Gore won the presidency. He won the state of Florida. And if it hadn't been for the interference of the Supreme Court, the federal Supreme Court, that had no right to intervene, Al Gore would have been our president. But, of course, George W. Bush, member of Skull and Bones, and certainly his father was a member of Skull and Bones of the Bohemian Grove, and the CFR and the Trilia, George Herbert Walker Bush, wanted his little son to become the president, and so the Supreme Court intervened, having nothing to do with their ability. These decisions are made by the elite that run our nation. And then, of course, in year 2004, John Kerry won the election, but John Kerry didn't contest what happened at that time, because John Kerry is a member of Skull and Bones. He's a member of the Trilateral Commission. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And John Kerry was just told to stand down and do nothing. And that's really what happened in 1960 when, of course, the Kennedys stole the election, the presidential election. And they could have gone right ahead Richard Nixon should have appealed the decision, but he didn't do that. And Jack Kennedy became president. But Richard Nixon was promised that if he did not appeal the decision in 1960, he would have another opportunity to become president. He did. And he was elected in 1968. And this is what really happens. But most people have no idea. And, of course, I'm told that Dr. Kaufman's online now, but none of my lights are lit up. So I'm going to ask my producer to see if he can track Dr. Kaufman down. Herman, just try to get Dr. Kaufman on the line again, and we'll look forward to having him. Dr. Kaufman's certainly one of our favorite guests. And one of the few people who talks about the problems facing us today that brings in the spirits of forces behind everything going on. Now, so many of the people who talk about these issues are talking about it from a secular point of view. Or even if they're Christians, they do not understand that there is a spiritual element to everything going on today. And it's time that the American people began understanding this. And, of course, hopefully what we're going to need is a great revival, if there's going to be any hope at all of preserving the land of the free and the home of the brave. We'll be back in just a moment here, and Dr. Kaufman's on the line. And we're going to be talking about, well, we'll tell you when you get back here.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Michael Kaufman is simply saying that, basically, the Republicans keep talking about the necessity of cutting spending, and the Democrats refuse to cut spending. Now, ladies and gentlemen, right now, we are going to have a $1 trillion deficit this coming year. $1 trillion is a lot of money, but certainly it's the way you calculate your deficit. And basically, the real deficit is not $1 trillion. It's closer to $6 or $7 trillion if you actually analyze this by traditional accounting means. There's something known as GAAP, General Accepted Accounting Principles. And basically, when you're calculating your debt, you're certainly not the amount you're behind just in dollars and cents on money 1 year, but the debt that you've taken on. And certainly with 79 million Americans retiring on Social Security and Medicare, and they've all started retiring about 2 years ago. And in 20 years, we'll have 79 million more people. We already have 56, 57 now on Social Security. Well, what are you going to do with another 79 or 78 million people on Social Security? There's no way it'll work, which is why we have to have the death panels, which is why we have to start killing off the elderly. But we cannot tell the American people that. They would be offended. But basically, of course, debt is designed to destroy this nation. The people who are involved know exactly what they're doing. They don't want the American people to know. They're basically in 1966. There were actually two hardcore communists. One was named Cloward, the other was named Piven. And they wrote an article in 1966 in the Nation magazine, and they said, look, we want to destroy America, but we can't simply come right out and do that. What we will do is simply keep spending and spending until the whole system goes bankrupt and is destroyed, and then out of the chaos that will come, we will establish our dictatorship. Ladies and gentlemen, that is exactly what they're doing. That's what the Democrats are doing, but unfortunately, they have an awful lot of help from key people within the Republican Party, and the average American has never heard of Cloward and Piven. They've never heard of this plan to destroy America, and yet, of course, we are being destroyed by debt. Our leaders know exactly what they're doing, but as long as the good times roll, and as long as we have the food stamps and the Social Security and the Medicare and the farm subsidies and the political subsidies and the industrial subsidies, and everybody's getting money, even though it's all borrowed money, things are going pretty well. But one of these days, the day of judgment is coming. Go right ahead.
You're absolutely right, and I think you were wise in bringing up the whole concept of the day of judgment, because I think we're right now in that period. If you look back over the last 20 years, what we've seen is major, major judgment. I mean, God doesn't even have to be actively doing it. We're doing it to ourselves, because we have turned our back on God. I'm really convinced of that. After the Democratic Convention last August or September, when they voted three times, I know the last time they said that the motion passed, but it didn't, not on a voice vote. They voted God out of the party, out of the platform. And that just shocked me right down to my toes. I never thought in my life I would see that. I figured they would at least pass it on a pretense to have it in there. But no, they weren't even willing to do the pretense. They want God out of this society, no matter what. And we are suffering the consequences for that at this particular point in time, and it's only going to get worse, because we are now on a course of action. There is no way. It is self-destructive. There is no way that we are going to survive the next 4 years if we continue going down the same road that we're going on right now. And there is no indication that this administration and the U.S. Senate under Harry Reid is going to change course. They are bound and determined to destroy this nation, and it's going to happen if we do not stop it in some way.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I think most of the people out in the audience, they can hear what you're saying, but they're not going to really believe it. They don't believe it could happen here. We have such a wonderful country. We've had such immense prosperity in the past. We have the benefits for the poor. We have the benefits for the minorities. We have the benefits for the farmers. We have food stamps. 47 million Americans are getting food stamps today. Isn't that wonderful? The trouble is, we can't afford it, and
Right. Nobody
wants to come out and say, look, we can't afford Social Security and Medicare and food stamps. We might be able to afford something, but we're going to have to make dramatic cuts. We're going to have to raise the level, the age at which people will retire, and certainly we're going to have to make sure that people put in sufficient money. Now, people have to understand, they've already spent all the money in Social Security. There is no money there. They've spent the money in Medicare. There is no money there. What have they got? They've got Treasury bonds there, which is supposedly as good as money, but the trouble is the Treasury doesn't have any money, and basically they have to sell bonds to raise money, and people increasingly don't want to buy our bonds, and so the Federal Reserve System is buying up those bonds. As certainly we know, they admit to $45 billion a month that they're buying now. But of course, I suspect that they're lending money to central banks throughout the world, and so those central banks can actually borrow, because they've got to come up with over $1 trillion in deficit spending each year. And of course, the real deficit is far more than that, is what these deficits are piling on. And this will never be repaid, in my estimation. What are your thoughts?
No, I totally agree with you. I'm really not sure how we can ever come out of it at this particular point in time. Not without extremely high inflation like they've always done in the past to try to pay down the debt. they rack up these huge debts, and then they inflate the money so that they have to can pay it back with cheap dollars. But we're getting to the point now where you can't even pay it back with cheap dollars. It's so large. Which means then that we may have to go to a whole different monetary system, which is, I think, their ultimate goal. They want to create a global world monetary system. And one of the ways to do that is to create utter catastrophe, monetary or economic catastrophe, so that the people will be begging for them to do something. And, of course, the something will come with a huge, huge cost to our personal liberties.
I agree with you. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And certainly I do believe that the America we have known no longer exists. And people say, well, see, nothing happened on December 21st. Well, I believe something did happen. I think we've entered an entirely new era. And basically, if you read the writings of the New Ages and the occultists, they will tell you that the world changed as of December 21st. And we are now entering what they call the New Age. The fact that you're not hearing this on regular channels, if you don't read what the occultists write, people like Barbara Marks Hubbard and the myriad of people that she works closely with, and incidentally, Barbara Marks Hubbard has connections at the highest levels of the American government. She served in many key positions, advisory positions in government. You don't hear much about her. She's a fabulously wealthy woman, but she's deeply involved in the occult. And if you read her writings, she will tell you, as will so many of the other occultists, that December 21st was a watershed event. But, of course, nobody's telling the American people that.
Right.
Go right ahead, Michael.
In the age of Aquarius and the fact that you and I and people like us that have to stand up and want our liberties and so forth have to be dispensed with compassionate cleansing. I think those are her exact words. That there no longer is a place in the world for you and I. And we need to be disposed of in some form or another. That's compassionate. She emphasizes that tremendously. And I don't know what it basically means, but I really do think, if from a biblical standpoint, that we're on the precipice of the last days. I mean, this country is living in a state of delusion beyond anything I ever thought I would see in my lifetime.
Well, I am very, very concerned. I think there's a timetable out there. I don't think the average individual is aware of it, but I do believe the occultists are, and the people who are really running things. And basically, of course, one of the things that's happening, as you know, is we are financing a civil war over in Syria. Yeah. Now, they're not telling the American people this.
Right.
They're trying to make the American people believe this is a spontaneous civil war in Syria. People fighting for democracy. These are not the Syrians. There are very few Syrians that are involved in this. This is people, these are Al-Qaeda people from Libya and Al-Qaeda from Sydney, from Tunisia and from Egypt and from Saudi Arabia. And they're all coming down and we are funding them and we are training them and we are arming them. And America is behind this civil war, but they can't tell the American people that. So we have to lie to the American people and make them think this is a spontaneous of revolution for freedom and democracy, and basically the people of Syria, most of them are totally against this. We have killed over 65,000, and I repeat, we have killed them. It's our money, your money, my money, black operations money from the CIA that has killed these people. Probably 750,000 refugees in the middle of winter now, living in refugee homes, and this is all part of America's foreign policy, and I believe God is going to bring judgment on America for this, because most Americans really don't care as long as it doesn't involve us. Well, right now we've got Joe calling in from Idaho. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but when the war is over in Iraq, over in Syria, when we have destroyed the existing social order and installed the Muslim Brotherhood, then I think that probably why Israel will take action against Iran and America will be as well. But I am very, very deeply concerned that when we attack Iran, we could be in for a surprise. This is not like us attacking Egypt or attacking Tunisia or attacking Libya and destabilizing those countries. Iran certainly has been practicing for many years on how to carry out an electromagnetic pulse, an EMP attack on America. And we have this certainly in one to read a wonderful new book called A Nation Forsaken, written by a former senior policy advisor in the Defense Department. And he tells you Iran is preparing and prepared to launch an EMP attack on America if America attacks Iran. We'll be back in just a moment here. Give us a call if you have a question or comment.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Americans love pills. America's 40 million seniors will have consumed 1.6 trillion pills during their lifetime, not counting vitamin pills. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Americans are living longer an additional 18 years after they reach age 65. How will senior Americans spend that time? You've got it. Taking more and more pills to treat more and more disease. We need a better approach. How about a pill that promotes health rather than treats disease? That's where a pill I formulated comes in. It's called Longevinix, and it's a well-tested combination of herbs and vitamins proven to trigger genes activated by a limited-calorie diet, even mimicking physical exercise. Longevinix promotes healthy vision, heart pumping, immune response, blood clotting, and even mood. Call 1-866-405-4000 to order today. Healthy aging. Longevinix. Get started before you grow old. Call now. 1-866-405-4000. 405-4000.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Do you enjoy cooking? Would you like to learn the culinary secret that Barbara uses to enhance the flavor of Dr. Stan's food? Who's Barbara? She's Dr. Stan's wife. And what's her secret? She uses the delicious spices produced by Old Westport Spice and Trading Company. After using and enjoying their products for almost 20 years, Dr. Stan and Barbara decided they should offer their favorites to you. If you would like to please your family and enhance the flavor of your food, call 800-544-8927. That's 800-544-8927. I suggest you call today. Once again, the telephone number is 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927.
Church, and it failed miserably because pastors are not interested.
Well, then we have to do and utilize what we have, and we have people like Joe out there, and so that we have people like you, and then we have a voice here, and so that we know that other people, our good friend John Leffler and Joyce Riley and yep. Alex Jones, are all in their own way trying to wake people up. Of course, I think, express more of the spiritual aspect of this, because this is the key, as John was saying. For if my people who are known by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sins. And that, I think, what it's all about.
Okay. I would totally agree.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got John calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. What we need is a great revival. We're not going to get a great revival until people begin to know that something is seriously wrong, and certainly we can speak out all we want to. We're not going to be able to reach enough people, certainly through this microphone and the other microphones that are there. That's why I think God is going to bring a very dramatic event to pass here in America, and I don't think it's that far away. John, do you have a question or comment?
Well, I have a comment. With all due respect, I'm going to play the devil's advocate on what you said about the EMP attack. And it's based on things that your guests have said and things that you've said. The thing is like, number one, if it seems like it's in the news, then it's usually they're setting us up for a false flag, number one. Number two is we're using Iran as the, like you talked about, in order to do have a war or something, or have a whatever forwarding the agenda, you have to create an enemy. And I think when you hear this idea that I don't negate the fact that there is the high risk of an EMP attack, the fact that the government wanted to, based on the information you gave on the show, that they wanted to pass legislation to fortify our infrastructure so that we could survive an EMP attack or ultra solar flare, and then it was shot down. It seems to me that we're being set up, mm-hmm. and this idea that we got to make Iran the boogeyman and this type of thing, it seems like it would be a setup for a false flag, not Iran. So I agree with you on the EMP threat, but I don't agree with you on the source.
All right, fine. What are your thoughts on that, Michael?
Well, EMP is the one area that we're tremendously vulnerable in. There's no question. I've been talking about this for 12 years or more. And the fact that the intelligence people in Washington, D.C. have to know this and are taking no action. In fact, our military used to be hard against EMP when Russia was a threat, and they have basically done away with that hardening of our military equipment. So they are basically setting us up for a total failure. There is no question. I agree that we are literally being set up. Now, how extensive it's going to be, we don't know yet, but it could be very, very extensive.
Well, John, basically, I agree with everything you said. The thing is that you are getting behind the forces, behind the forces, and basically everybody's forgotten that we installed the mullahs in Iran
yes.
in 1979. And,
right.
of course, then we had the hostage crisis and supposedly all this flare-up. Let me tell you, I personally had an opportunity of talking to a congressman who actually went over there and talked to the Iranians. They were quite willing to give us back our people there, the hostages, and we would take them back. He was actually brought back to the United States, eventually indicted and sent to prison on trumped-up charges. He was a congressman from Idaho, whose name escapes me now, but you're absolutely right. I believe it could very well be a false flag, but it doesn't matter where it's coming from. The impact on America would be the same, but I would not argue with you in the least bit. Anything else you wanted to say, John?
Well, the other thing was, and I understand, the other thing was in terms of a spiritual battle, after listening to the program the other night, and the gentleman was, I don't remember his name, but anyway, I watched a documentary on YouTube, and it was a Christian chap, don't remember his name, it could have been the same guy as your guest. And he was talking about the influence, the satanic influence in Hollywood in this documentary. And it made me think that in terms of this spiritual battle that's being fought, what you're really looking at to a large degree is our mind. And I've mentioned before calling in that the mind is a vehicle and a possession of the spirit, not so much of the body. The brain is the nervous system. The mind is something that the spiritual being thinks with, and because we're spiritual beings. And so the thing is they're attacking our minds from every direction possible, whether it's from physical or mental or, you know, this, you know.
Sean, you're absolutely right, and most people do not understand their minds are being controlled.
Yes.
Hi, this is Doris Ryle, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just, it's a miracle.
Mini Deck's Great United States Bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where? Call 888-869-9132 or go to Seed Catalog. Call 866-9132.
Young Jet, wide variety of liquids, 9% absorption or but yes, get a complete multiple feed tank, you'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine Longevity. For more information, or to 1-800-987-1800-930 and ask about opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess, this evening. Dr. Michael Kaufman. Out there, we have an awful lot of money, and when that money simply begins returning to America, as other countries don't want it because there's nothing behind it, economic world certainly begins to fail, then, of course, you're going to see rampant inflation here and the destruction of the life savings of most of the people listening to this program. Well,
yes.
Certainly, we've got on a full board. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. But before we go to Michael from Flint, Michigan, Michael Michael Kaufman, will you please tell us, our listeners, how they can get your books?
What's I got sidetracked there, Stan. It's AmericaPlundered.com, AmericaPlundered.com. And I think, you know, I have the first chapter there, and you can see pretty much what the end or the table of contents, what the book covers. But I have gotten nothing but rave reviews on this particular book because it goes into massive descriptions of what is really happening. It gets right down into the nitty-gritty of how these people think, and it's flabbergasting when you see it pulled together like it's done in this particular book. You've seen everything that I talked about in that book happening today, just incredibly.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting the book, and certainly let's go to Michael calling us now from Flint, Michigan. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Hi, Michael. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, it's amazing that, you know, that Iran is, you know, I believe the American government, you know, we expect it to be the way it used to be before it was run by a cultist, which at that point would have been that the Iran we would have thought would have been our enemy. But if the occultists are running the place, then Iran's not our enemy, they're our friend, and we're helping them get the nuclear bomb, and we're going to attack Israel. Iran's not our enemy because the occultists as I run in it. And if it was normal like it was before, then yeah, Iran would be our enemy. That's just a smoke screen. So
I think you are. I really believe that we may be moving into some sort of a confrontation there. It may all certainly be manipulated. It certainly may all be staged. But that won't matter because the American people will believe what they're told by the media. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Michael. And let's then go to David, who's calling us from Central New York. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And I think that this Michael is right, that there is a strong occultic influence behind the current government in Iran. But then, of course, these are the Islamic mullahs, and certainly the foundation of the Muslim faith is within the occult. David, do you have a question or comment for our guest?
Yes, Dr. Stan. With what I hear about what can happen in America with civil unrest and quite a mess across the United States, would there not be maybe no need for an EMP to destroy America with what I hear is going to happen with this, possibly with a gun confiscation, would be question number one.
Well, we're just going to have to wait and see. All we can do is see how this story unfolds. I don't think they're going to be able to get away with gun confiscation. And I will tell you, we're going to need to have weapons to protect ourselves when the structure of this society begins to break down, if there's an EMP attack. If there's an EMP attack, we would need certainly weapons to protect us from a foreign invasion. The American people need their weapons to protect us, not from sports shooting. We need it to protect us from either our own government or another government invading the United States. Michael, what are your thoughts?
Well, I agree. If given enough time, we wouldn't need an EMP attack to destroy this nation. It's happening right before our eyes right now. But the question is, how fast do they want to do it? And if they want to be quite rapid, then it's got to be an EMP attack. And right now, we've been doing a year's analysis of the Islamic movement and how the Washington and the president especially is involved in that. And it's shocking, folks. It's shocking. We're coming out with a major booklet here probably in about a month and a half or so, as soon as we can get it put together, that just really, I think of all the things that we need to be concerned about, it's the fact that our president probably is Muslim. He certainly, his family is out in Africa. And they have been very much involved in this. And if you look at him as a Muslim, extreme Muslim, you can see all kinds of things that he has done over the last, his first 4 years that start to make sense that were totally irrational before. And what we're seeing is the penetration, and I think you mentioned this, Dan, of extreme Islam, especially Wahhabism. Not so much the Iranian Shiite version, but Wahhabism is penetrating Washington. And actually, they believe, there's been news reports from the Mideast on TV and so forth, that the United States will be an Islamic nation by the time Obama is out of office.
Well, I really don't think that's going to be that quickly, but I do believe.
I agree.
I believe that Obama is a Muslim. And if you have any question out there in the listening audience, please go to my website, radioliberty.com, and go to the part where it says other videos on the web, and just scroll down to the very beginning of that and come up, and you'll actually see one place where there's an interview with Obama. And this is before he is actually elected president in 2008. And he talks about John McCain. He says, you know, John McCain certainly has not, I'm just so glad that John McCain hasn't criticized my Muslim faith. And the reporter says, you mean your Christian faith? Oh, yes, my Christian faith. Well, now, why would John McCain criticize his Christian faith? And basically, he just let it all out. And basically, he says, my Muslim faith, John McCain did not criticize my Muslim faith. And then, of course, he realized the implication of what it said. But nobody ever talks about that. And basically,
it's really surprising. This is not really hard to find information. And yet no one, even in the conservative movement or media for the most part, has actually taken this on. We've been so focused on these other issues, and they are important issues, don't get me wrong. but nobody has focused on his Islamic connections right into Saudi Arabia and in other places. It's really shocking to realize how much we are basically been invaded by radical Islamism already.
And the other thing about Mr. Obama is he just bought a $35 million home over in Hawaii. Now, yeah, and if you doubt that, just go up on the internet. You'll find the references to it. A number of articles on the $35 million, some people say it's $40 million home. I wonder how a guy who's never had a full-time job in his life is able to afford a $35 million home just after being in the presidency for 4 years. Anything else you wanted to say there, David, before we let you go?
Yes, a question on if there were going to be one explosion over the U.S., and they could only do one explosion, where would be the most effective place from their viewpoint to do the explosion? We always hear about the east or the west coast, but and also how far does it reach north and south, Canada, the Caribbean? How does that work?
Well, I think that it depends upon how high up in the atmosphere the bomb is released and how powerful it is. But, of course, in my estimation, the thing to do would be to attack the East Coast and certainly to take out New York and Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden the major cities along the eastern part of the United States with a very high density. Of course, ideally, from their point of view, they would hit both the East Coast, the central part of our country, and then the West Coast, and there would be three bombs. We don't know, but this certainly is my understanding from reading people who've analyzed how this will work. But remember, you have to look to the Bible. If we want to try to figure what's going on, we want to use our own intelligence, we're going to get into trouble. But you read the Bible and simply look in your concordance about Babylon. Alas, Babylon, the mother of harlots. And read the references to the destruction of Babylon. And if that's not describing New York City, I don't know what it is describing. What are your thoughts, Michael?
Well, I would agree with you. I really do believe it describes New York City in a very powerful way. And whether it's not, whether it's the New York City that we know today under the free market system or rapidly diminishing free market system, or another type of system at the time that this all happens, I don't know, because it could very well be that by the time that happens, we no longer have liberties and freedoms in here. We have a mercantile type of economy or something of that nature that's controlled mostly by New York City.
Okay, so anything else, David, before we let you go?
One thing, what does Michael have to say about, we never hear about an EMP over the Middle East. Would that possibly be a reason that we wouldn't want to mess up things far as getting at the oil and things, because an EMP would do as much devastation as long over there as it would here. True?
You know, that might have been the case in the past, but I don't know if we could talk about it some more, but I just finished a major article. We are awash with oil and natural gas here in this country. I mean, we have more natural gas and oil than we know what to do with. And it's been suppressed by, again, the progressives for decades. And now it's finally bursting out of its seams, and we have an oil and natural gas glut coming on if Obama allows it. And I'm not sure whether he does. If he does, then it means that he is not so much of a progressive liberal as we're thinking. He's an opportunist because he will take those tax revenues and so forth and build an incredible, incredible welfare state.
Maybe he'll allow it in his third term.
Yes.
I hope
right.
not, but who knows? We live in a world gone mad, David, and only a few of us are sane, and a lot of people think we're crazy. God bless you. Thank
yes,
you very
right.
much. Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And right now we have Bruce calling from Durant, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. Question or comment?
Hi. I have a question. I've been hearing on other shortwave stations about the possibility that the new wealth will be debt. You'll be, you know how in Ezekiel and James it talks about gold and silver being thrown into the streets as a worthless thing. You'll be wealthy in relation to how many people owe you. I wonder, who do we owe? I know we owe bankers, but who are these bankers? Are they Sabbateans? Are they Arabs? Are they Chinese? Who do we owe? You know, and who we owe determines our a lot of our policies, like our foreign policy and stuff, they tell us what to do. Who do we owe all this debt to?
All right, fine. Dr. Goffman, would you like to?
Yes, we owe over $1 trillion to China. We owe a lot to Japan. I thought Japan probably wouldn't borrow much more after Fukushima last year or 2 years ago, but they seem to be keeping it up, so they have a lot of our debt as well. And then it goes down from there, and there's probably maybe 20 nations in this in the world that holds the debt. But that debt is not the main problem, I don't think. The main problem is what the Federal Reserve is doing by printing up money. We owe the Federal Reserve that. And those are major, just a few families, European primarily families, that own that debt that is owed to them by us that will eventually have to be paid off. That is the big money.
And I think, Bruce, basically there are six major banks in the United States that own the Federal Reserve, 70% of all the assets in America. And, of course, that would be certainly Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase,
yes.
Morgan Stanley, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, and the one other who I sort of missed down the line. But these are the people who run America. Certainly Goldman Sachs is one of the leaders. Those at J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup are the three that most powerful. And basically, of course, these are the people now. Who owns those banks? Well, of course, yeah. They tie into the central banks in Europe. They tie into mm-hmm. the Rothschilds. Mm-hmm. They tie into the Rockefellers. They tie into these families of great wealth who've been around for 100 years or more. And their ultimate goal is this one world government under the control of a ruling oligarchy. But what people miss out is how does this go from generation to generation? And it is because there are powerful spiritual forces that are energizing these families and preserving them and preserving their wealth. This is what I think. What do you think, Michael?
I would agree with that totally. There's no question. The work that we have done on this really shows that to be very true.
Okay, fine. Does that answer your question, Bruce?
I wonder if maybe there's mafia families still that are in banking.
Well, what do you think about the mafia? What part do they play?
The mafia, I think, is a spoiler. I don't think that they are playing a key role other than the fact that they're opportunists trying to take advantage of the whole thing.
And they've been working hand in glove with the CIA for years.
Yes,
and
right.
And they're all in this together. The mafia, the foundation of the mafia is in the occult, just as the foundation of the CIA and the bankers and all of the secret societies we discuss. God bless. Thanks very much for calling, Bruce.
Thank you.
You already know that calcium
is important.
Well,
Michael, that was certainly one of the fastest.
Did you know
hours
that calcium cannot be absorbed?
Hey, can you do me a favor, Dan, and repeat
the
location is of that interview with
soft muscle
with
tissues.
Obama on the fact
that
he's a Muslim.
Really causing all your muscle aches?
Website, radio.com,
I'm Pat Sullivan, the founder of Jigsaw Health. I created Jigsaw Magnesium with SRT to solve my own magnesium deficiency problems. You see, magnesium helps people feel young. Because magnesium keeps the soft tissues from calcifying. This helps you sleep better at night and feel more energized during the day. Call 888-352-5050 and we'll explain why Jigsaw Magnesium with sustained release technology is so much better than any drugstore magnesium supplement. Mention this radio ad and receive $5 off your order. 888-352-5050. JigsawMagnesium.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States?
They focus
from the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system.
I agree.
To go to
and as we kind of close out this interview,
that's
I just want to get back to the spiritual
now.
Dimensions
com.
Of it. I,
that website,
you know, we have talked about this
really
on previous programs over the years, and it's been paramount then, but it is really paramount now that I believe that we, the only hope that we have is through a mass revival, and we need to be praying just like we talked about earlier in the program.
every day that God was intervening in our nation to convict hearts, turn hearts back to Christ.
They have to urinate frequently during the day.
If we do not do that,
and they have to get up several times
every night. We are basically
going
off into the occult realm.
Many men use a herbal
product. You know, the Bible is very clear as to what happens when you start getting a government set up around.
It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, go right ahead. Michael was just saying that because when the Roman Empire fell, it wasn't because of an attack. Go ahead, finish your thought.
It basically was a change. For the very first time, a non-Roman became emperor. And that was the end of the Roman Empire. It took another two or three generations to finally destroy it, but it happened. And I think we're in that period here in this United States, too, at that point.
I think we are as well. God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us, and I hope we get you on to our other networks in the real near future.
All right, Stan. Have a good evening.
And you too. Bye-bye. Okay, well, that was Michael Kaufman, and of course, he lives back there on the East Coast, so it's getting pretty late back there. It's pushing midnight, but he's good enough to be up with us. And certainly, I always enjoy having Michael with us. Our telephone number, if you need to reach us, you would like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you'd like to get some of our books or videos or catalog, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. If you're in a position to help us, why, of course, we're trying to get the book reprinted, and you can get a case of Brotherhood of Darkness for $150. You get 64 copies, and, of course, you'll be getting the books for less than $2.40 each, and then you can give them away. You can share them with others. Maybe you can get somebody else to go in with you to get a case of books. But this gives you a means of reaching other people. If you can get them to read the book, I really believe that the book, especially as things continue getting worse, will influence people's lives so they will begin to understand the true nature of the spiritual battle we're involved in today, a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And these things are not happening by accident, they're happening by intent. And we have an opportunity to be involved in this battle, and here's one of the weapons you can use. Of course, you could always join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. We hope many of you want to get some of my talks. One of my favorite ones is World Revolution, my interview with Ambassador Smith, who was the American ambassador to Cuba in 1959, when we brought Fidel Castro to power. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, contrary to everything you've ever heard, why the United States brought Fidel Castro to power, and it wasn't that we didn't know he was a communist. The president knew he was a communist. Ambassador Smith knew he was a communist. The State Department knew Fidel Castro was a communist. The CIA knew Fidel Castro was a communist. Why would we bring him to power? Why do we have to have an enemy? The same reason that we installed the mullahs in over there in Iran and all throughout the country and the world today, we're financing the best enemies money could buy. Who do you think is financing Al-Qaeda? Who is financing the world terrorist movement of the Taliban? Why the Central Intelligence Agency, working in conjunction with the Pakistan and with certainly Saudi Arabia, we're funding the finest enemy money could buy. And this is exactly what we did all during the Second World War with Germany. And if you haven't actually read the books we have, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler by Professor Sutton, Sydney Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. Well, certainly the favorite book I have is America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus. And we have four interviews with John Loftus. We call that The War Against the Jews. It's a four CD set. The War Against the Jews. John Loftus had a security clearance three levels above top secret, and he wasn't allowed to put out any of this information until recently, and when some people from the State Department who wanted to get the information out but couldn't do it themselves, that they'd lose their jobs and maybe their lives as well, called John Loftus and said, John, you need to get the information out. The statute of limitations is up. Go for it. And he did. He wrote the book, America's Nazi Secret, goes into the background of how the American State Department, primarily American corporations, American banks, funded Adolf Hitler. You want to know what happened to Adolf Hitler? You need to get the book, Grey Wolf, the story of what happened to Hitler when he got to South America. And then, of course, we have a four-tape set, Operation Paperclip, and how we, of course, rescued so many of the Nazis and brought them to America. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. The world is not as it appears to be, and once you understand that, you can understand the unfolding events in America and the Near East today. We'll be right back.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain through the prayer.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And you must understand that most of what you read in the newspaper just is not true. In fact, there's ever been certainly a beautiful example of how they'll use an incident to try to get through legislation. It's the tragedy that took place at the Sandy Hook Elementary School there, I think it was the... There was the Newtown, Connecticut, at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, and how they keep playing that up and up and up and up. They don't talk to you about 2 days before the Sandy Hook incident, why there was a shooting in a mall, certainly, and I think that shooting was in Oregon, as I remember, and somebody with a gun there was able to stop the shooting before there was more than a few people injured. And then, of course, just about a week or so ago, there was another shooting, I think, in Arizona at a mall. And somebody with a gun was able to stop it. Guns save lives. If there'd been one person with a gun at the Sandy Hook Elementary School, those children would not be dead today. And the people who are trying to disarm the American people are the people who are responsible for the murder of those children. And we should call it exactly what it is. It's because there weren't any guns there at the Sandy Hook Elementary School that we have a problem. But of course, this is not going to be discussed. Nobody has the courage to get up and say, look, guns save people's lives, and guns on there would have saved the lives of children. And suddenly they tell us, oh my goodness, you know, guns kill people. Yes, guns kill people, but so do hatchets, and so we have almost half as many people killed by hammers and hatchets in America as we have killed by guns. And most of the people, the majority of the people killed by guns, certainly are suicides or accidental shootings. Yes, guns do kill people, But of course, we are 10th in the world as far as violence is concerned. Well, we're way behind many other countries, and England is the most violent country in all of Europe. And since they took away the right of the people to carry guns, now the police have to carry guns to protect them. And certainly, basically, since they took away the ownership of guns, largely in England, the incidence of violent and violent crime has dramatically increased. Well, this right now we have on the line Kelly Mordecai. Hi, Kelly. How are we doing?
Hey, good evening, Dr. Stan.
It's good to have you with us. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and why, of course, you wanted to be with us this evening.
Well, just a little quick synopsis. I'm just a simple Iowa farm boy with a degree or two in engineering. Along my path of life, I tell you the Declaration of Independence. I realize, you know, something isn't right here. And the Constitution, and then all of a sudden I'm reading, if you will, conspiracy theory books, and they don't have much of a solution. And other than education, of course, which, for example, G. Edward Griffin, Creature from Jekyll Island, has really done a lot. Ron Paul's done a lot with auditing the Federal Reserve. But I'm really looking for a solution to a lot of our problems. And I have found that in the hidden fourth branch of government, which is the grand jury. It is very powerful.
All right, fine. So what you're suggesting is that we need to teach people about the importance of the grand jury, and we certainly need to have grand juries that are really acting as certainly the guardians of local law and order. Would that be a fair assessment?
Oh, absolutely.
All right, you go right ahead, and we'll be back in just a moment here. With Kelly Mordecai, you better hold off. We're going to be back in just a moment. But basically, we need to how to use the system. We can't destroy the system. We have to preserve it and preserve the parts that will maintain our liberty and expose the subversive element that controls the leadership of both houses today. Well, Kelly, go right ahead with your discussion of the importance of the grand jury.
Okay. Well, yeah, we have a fourth branch of government. The fourth branch of government really is we the people, as expressed to the grand jury. When there are problems with government, we can submit complaints to either a county, a state — not all states have state grand juries — or a federal grand jury. And in this, the grand jury investigates willful misconduct in office by public officers. And just a little story today. There was an attorney in my office, and I talked to her a little bit about it, and I asked her just point blank, do you know much about the grand jury? Did law school teach you this? And she said, no, they didn't teach us anything about the grand jury. And I said, well, you're about the fifth, sixth, seventh attorney that has told me this, and that's why I named the book The Hidden Fourth Branch. And the bottom line, it's hidden because the powers that be are those people who wish to commit corruption. They are afraid of this thing. This thing of a body of citizens investigating, again, willful misconduct in office by public officers. And I want to go ahead and give a number of examples, if you will, of the grand jury holding government corruption to account. And this is going to be surprising because we're going to get there. We can do this. We can file complaints. We can get on grand juries. Okay, so in 1988, for example, in Siskiyou County — that's the county I live, that's up in Northern California — the district attorney was not doing his job. There was child abuse cases. He wasn't investigating. A two-year-old was murdered. He did absolutely nothing. Well, the grand jury there issued an indictment upon the district attorney for malfeasance, misfeasance, nonfeasance. And what happened there was a prosecutor, the district attorney, the prosecutor was turned into a defendant. Going up the chain of command here, other different political agents, if you will, in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, there was a mess. It was a big mess. Corruption was abounding. There was a sheriff indicted, an engineer in the Public Works Department. There was two judges and even a county commissioner, or what we call in California county supervisor. Working up the chain of command. In Alabama, this was in 2010, there were four state senators two Democrats, an independent, and a Republican. And by the way, corruption is an equal opportunity employer. Well, the grand jury is an equal opportunity investigator and indictor. Well, these four state legislators decided
hold that thought. Hold the thought there. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Kelly Vodkai is simply expressing his concern about the way our government is going, and what can you and I do? One of the things he talks about is the grand jury. And this is the fourth branch of government. It's a very powerful branch. It's not utilized, but it has the ability to investigate local government. And Chris Kelly was giving ideas, certainly examples of in Siskiyou County, where he lives. Why, of course, the district attorney there was not doing his job. He did not investigate the murder of a two-year-old child or sexual abuse or many other things. And eventually the grand jury actually brought a suit against charges against the district attorney. And the district attorney now, instead of being the prosecutor, is becoming the defendant. And there are examples of this all across the country. Now, you're not hearing about this out there in the general audience, because, of course, the last thing they want you to know is there's something that you and the citizens across America can do within the structure of our current government. You see, the tyrants, the people who want to establish a dictatorship, have been eroding progressively the American Constitution for the last 100, 120 years. But they only do it a little at a time, because they knew if they did it all at one time, why, of course, there'd be a tremendous outcry, which is the reason they want to confiscate our guns. But they just try to do it a little at a time, just a little nibble here, a little nibble there, and then pretty soon the cheese is all gone. But this is exactly what they're doing. And yet here is a way of fighting back, utilizing the grand jury. Now, basically, of course, Kelly, if you are on a grand jury, can that grand jury investigate anything it wants to? Because I know usually, of course, there'll be somebody there representing government who will tell them what they can and cannot do. Pick up the story.
Well, thank you for that. Yeah, the grand jury is an independent body, okay? It is, United States Supreme Court has affirmed its independent power in over a dozen court cases, okay? And the United States Attorney manual basically communicates that you must respect, this is to federal prosecutors, you must respect the independent power of the grand jury. The power of the grand jury haven't changed, really. It's just how it gets tinkered with by prosecution. But there is a court case going back to 1895. It's Tracy versus U.S. And I can bring you up to date with some other more present court cases. But this is what Justice David Brenner said. In this country, it is for the grand jury to investigate any alleged crime, no matter how or by whom suggested to them, and after determining that there is evidence sufficient to justify putting the suspected party on trial, to direct the preparation of the former charge or indictment. Another historical indictment was in, you remember the Boston Massacre in 1670? Well, the grand jury there indicted nine British soldiers. Of course, they killed Americans. This was before the Constitution. It goes back to the Magna Carta. It flowed through the Constitution. In 1793, the first Supreme Court Chief Justice of the United States, his name was John Jay, he gave a charge to the Richmond grand jury that in this country it is for the grand jury to investigate offenses against the laws of the United States. And, of course, these laws include the Constitution, bills passed by Congress, and foreign treaties. And so they knew it back then, 1895. We move up to 1992, where Justice Scalia, which that might ring a bell because he's still on the bench, he stated, rooted in long centuries of Anglo-American history, the grand jury is mentioned in the Bill of Rights, but not in the body of the Constitution. It has not been textually assigned, therefore, to any of the branches described in the first three articles. It is a constitutional fixture in its own right. When he said first three articles, of course, we know that would be Article 1, legislation, legislator, 2, executive, 3, judicial. Those are the three branches of the government, but today we might want to call them Larry, Moe, and Curly. So he even went further and communicated that, in fact, the whole theory of the function is that it belongs to no branch of the institutional government, serving as a kind of buffer or referee between the government and the people. And this phrase, the fourth branch of government, was coined by attorney Leo D'Onofrio of New Jersey. And D'Onofrio adds this, this miraculous quote says it all, but theory of its function is that it belongs to no branch of the institutional government, serving as a kind of buffer or referee, and the buffer or referee between the government and the people. As interpreted by the Supreme Court, this gives rise to a fourth branch of government, the grand jury. We the people have been charged with oversight of the government in our roles as grand jurors.
Well, I certainly think that it's vitally important. I think it's a very interesting concept, and I'm rather surprised that it hasn't been talked about more widely. Is there a movement to organize grand juries across America to investigate local corruption and local dishonesty on the part of officials?
Well, actually, yes. I'm getting feedback from various groups. Some of these citizen grand juries, that's been kind of a movement, but that's fading out. They don't have much power. They don't have the power to subpoena like a legal grand jury does. My book is written in respect of the lawful codes and statutes of states and the federal government. So, yeah, there's these citizen grand juries, but they don't have really the power of a legitimate indictment nor a subpoena. However, the legal grand jury, even what we have in California, the civil grand jury, they can issue a subpoena. You don't show up, that's contempt of court, you can go to jail. When you're in front of the grand jury, you don't get the Fifth Amendment when you are a witness. Now, of course, if you're the accused, you have the Fifth Amendment right to remain silent. But as a witness, you do not. Susan McDougal, Clinton's partner in the Whitewater scandal, Susan McDougal would not talk when questions were posed. She spent 18 months behind bars because she wouldn't answer questions. And this is called immunity. I don't have time to go into that. But sometimes in regular trials, immunity is granted by a judge, and then you're ordered to speak. Well, she was granted that. She wouldn't speak. What happens here is the grand jury has the power through subpoena, through immunity. It has the power to pierce the silence of witnesses that witness corruption. Go up the chain of command. This is what happened with Nixon and the Watergate boys. And on my website, hiddenfourthbranch.com, the number 4TH, hiddenfourthbranch.com, you can actually see the actual grand jury indictment of the Watergate 7, which included the former Attorney General, John Mitchell, of course, Haldeman, Chuck Colson, Ehrlichman, et cetera, but it's actually on the website. So is Governor Blagojevich's indictment. He was in the news recently. He was indicted 19 counts. He was convicted 17. He's now serving 14 years in prison. So it's moving. The knowledge is getting out. But it's frustrating to come into to talk with attorneys, and they don't know much about it. They really don't. I stump them.
But now, basically, who actually selects the people who are on this grand jury? Certainly, I've lived in this community where I live now for well over 50 years. I've never been selected to be on a grand jury. So basically, somebody has to select the people on that grand jury. And then, of course, most people on grand juries do not understand that. They basically do what they're told to do by the person who's assigned to them by the court system.
Oh, exactly. We all just a couple things. How do you get on a grand jury? Well, of course, if you register to vote, or you can go to the jury commissioner, and you can fill out a form to be on a jury. In California, see, every state's different, but in California, we have this unique body in every county. It's called the civil grand jury. You can actually fill out a form and volunteer to be on it. And the judge will convene a grand jury or impanel, and that's basically an interview process. It's like, okay, you three are on. You, fourth person, you got an axe to grind. You next seven are on. You got issues. I won't let you on. So the judge is involved in the convening process, but in California with the civil, people can volunteer to be on it. And then in other states, basically, just like trial by jury, where it's picked out of a pool, a jury pool, and then the judge talks to you, and then boom, if they like you, you're on the grand jury. So that's how you get on it. I kind of want to go into some of the other knowledge of other states, if you will.
Oh, well, you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, the Missouri Constitution, they had a Constitutional Convention in 45. CONCON, the people put together a new constitution, and many say that's one of the best constitutions of the several states. Article 1, Section 16, that the power of the grand jury to inquire into willful misconduct in office of public officers and to find indictments in connection therewith shall never be suspended. So 1945, the American people, at least in Missouri, knew about it. Several states have direct statutes indicating this. For example, New York State has a similar statute that the grand jury is supposed to investigate willful misconduct in office by public officers. And then the present Arizona Chief Justice of the state court there has stated basically it's the grand jury's job to investigate willful misconduct in office by public officers. The challenge is you have to know your power. And that's why I wrote the book. That's why the website is up. So when people know their power, they can tell the prosecutor, look, get out. Okay? In California, the codes are very clear that the judge and the prosecutor cannot be in the room while the grand jury is deliberating. They can only be there when so requested by the grand jury. And so the historical, basically, the grand jury is running the investigation. But if they don't know their power, they will be blindly led around by the prosecutor or federal prosecutor.
Well, Sidney, what happens if the grand jury starts investigating things that the federal prosecutor doesn't want to? Can he remove people from the grand jury? Can he do anything to threaten them if they are investigating things he doesn't want investigated?
Well, they can certainly threaten. They're called U.S. attorneys. The U.S. attorneys are prosecutors at the federal level. They can start to threaten and they can play games, and the grand jury can turn around and indict them.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Okay, go right ahead, Kelly.
Yeah, so, you know, the question was, can a federal attorney, a federal prosecutor, or a federal judge start tinkering with the grand jury? Well, yeah, they can. And then the grand jury can turn around if they know their power. They can turn right around and indict the judge or the prosecutor for obstruction of justice.
But the average grand jury doesn't have any idea what this is all about. The average grand jury would be, probably the average person would be frightened to death to do anything, to take a stand, because they don't understand the system, nor do they understand the traditions of America.
Oh, exactly. Guess when the Department of Justice was born? 1870. When was the grand jury born? 1215, the Magna Carta in Runnymede, England. You know, just I mentioned John Jay. He knew it full well. Hey, you know, it's you guys' job to investigate. And of course, the grand juries then would work with the judges, and they'd make stuff happen. It's just the attorneys have basically snuck in. Okay, yes, it's a profession, and some of them I really appreciate and respect, but some of them are just they haven't been taught this. And they start telling the grand jury what to do, and if you're not ready, as a grand jury member, you'll just go, oh, okay, we'll do this. I mean, at least in my county in 88, when they indicted the district attorney, somebody knew what was going on. And I write about that extensively in my book because it was a dedication because somebody here knew their power, they acted upon it, and it happened. In New York in the 30s, there was John Dewey. He became the governor twice and ran for president. It was actually a close race, but he didn't win. Well, he was the independent counsel that the grand jury requested because Dodge, the previous prosecutor, was not bringing forth the evidence. The jury went to the judge and said, can we get independent counsel? The judge says, yeah, I brought in Dewey. Dewey did his job, indicted the gangsters. Long story, a lot of government officials were involved in the gangsters' gambling operation. Again, I write about this in my book. Hawaii, as a state, has statutes that the grand jury can ask for independent counsel. So we have this powerful tool if we know it. Now, I want to go into complaints a little bit more about filing complaints when you're not on a grand jury.
All right, fine. How do you do that?
Well, it's real simple. Again, the grand jury is composed of everyday people. And imagine that you have a problem. You've seen a corrupt government agent. All you need to do is write a letter to your friends and neighbors on the grand jury. A year ago, about this time, James Renwick Manship, he was in Winchester, Virginia. He had been following the corruption of judges, of a particular judge, for years. Nothing he could do. He found out about the grand jury. He submitted the complaint the late morning, and that afternoon, the judge resigned. He basically said, I'm taking early retirement. That's the way it ought to be. They got something good going on in Virginia. So you can actually file a complaint. You have to go through the district attorney unless you're in California. California, you can fill it out in a form. It's a simple form, one page, and it goes directly to the civil grand jury foreman. I've done this regarding electronic election fraud, and I've gotten a response back. Oh, great, now I know I have this. Well, other states, you have to go through the district attorney. Or if you know someone on the grand jury, like in Texas, every state's different. You can hand a complaint directly to a grand jury member if you can find out who it is that's on a grand jury.
Hold the thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess it's Kelly Mordecai, and basically we're talking about the power of the grand jury, and basically it's fascinating that the grand jury can investigate anything in the local community, and of course the laws vary with the individual state. In some states you can actually petition the grand jury to actually investigate things. Others you have to go through a more structured process, but basically the grand jury can indict anyone that they want to, and it could even be, say, the one of the elected officials or even the district attorney who should be prosecuting is not doing his job. So basically, of course, how does the individual find out what the laws are in their state?
We'll just type in grand jury code, say, Tennessee, or grand jury statutes, New Mexico. You can start looking at them. California has a really good setup. Oh, by the way, in July, the legislature reaffirmed the power, added a little bit more twist, if you will, but it added power to the grand jury. So again, I mean, this isn't old time. If we were in the 1800s, this would be a no-brainer, okay? I'd be preaching to the choir. But now, it's basically disappeared, and everybody's convinced, through like TV shows like Law and Order, that the prosecutor is in charge. So you can type in, you know, grand jury codes, your state, you can start seeing them. You're going to be really empowered and affirmed that this really exists. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons why I put my website together, so people can learn, oh my gosh, this power is available to us. Yes, we can submit a complaint. Now, one of the habits that district attorneys are in the process of doing is refusing to submit the complaint. And do you know what a district, and I'm getting calls and other people who are working on getting this knowledge out, district attorneys, they're gatekeepers, okay? Sometimes judges, they're gatekeepers. So you submit a complaint to your district attorney, and he refuses, most of the time out of ignorance, but he refuses to submit the complaint. Do you know what this is?
I would assume that's obstruction of justice.
Well, it's that too, but it is also a violation of the First Amendment.
Right.
The right to petition for redress of grievance. And what we have prepared, we're still in the process of meeting with an attorney today about this, but what we have prepared, what we're working on, is a writ of mandamus to get in front of a judge when the district attorney refuses. You first want to give him this long, hey, look, the right of petition goes back to the Magna Carta. Well, you can, and then they'll respond, well, you can get it to your legislature. No, sorry, look, when the Magna Carta was written, it was intended in C-61. The Supreme Court has made this clear when you, certain cases. Anyway, our right goes back to the Magna Carta. That's where our right of petition came from. In that same paragraph is that it's supposed to go to the grand jury. Yeah, but you can submit it to the legislature. Look, the historical intent, Bureau of Duryea versus Garnieria, a 2011 case, the Supreme Court, Justice Scalia, said, well, we ought to look back to the origin of petition. They did that in Attlee versus Florida. Justice William L. Douglas, 1966 case, comes out of C-61. The petition right comes right out of there, goes to the grand jury. That's it. Yeah, but you can still submit it to your legislature. Look, bub, okay? the legislature, parliament, didn't even exist when the Magna Carta was wrote. And by the way, in the same case, Bureau of Duryea versus Garnieria, the Supreme Court has ruled that a lawsuit is not a petition in the sense of the First Amendment petition right. This is the historical use. Get it in the hands of the grand jury. And if you don't, by the way, we're going to go tell the press. We're going to tell the local press you're not getting this complaint into the grand jury, okay? Basically, that you have violated the First Amendment. You know, good luck getting elected next election. Of course, before you exercise some extreme measure like that, you want to work with them because it's terrible. They are in terrible ignorance. So then if that doesn't work, basically, you have to sue them under writ of mandamus, and there's some other motion for declaratory relief, whatever. And there was a case in 2006 regarding... I won't go into the details. But
where would you find a lawyer who would know anything about this or be willing to take a case of this sort? Most lawyers certainly wouldn't want to challenge the judges. If they did, why, of course, then they go before that judge and they'd be targeted. So most judges, most attorneys, I would think, would be afraid to take a case like that.
Well, actually, a civil attorney would be a good approach because they don't deal much with the district attorney. If they're willing to take on, learn about the grand jury, get in front of a judge, which they do on occasion anyway, they can get in front of a judge to get a judge's order. A person can probably do it in pro per if there's enough knowledge and information. We're working on that package to get it together. I got an attorney. She's starting to review it. I got another attorney, Roger Roots. He knows full well about this power. We're going to meet more. They're going to emerge because what's happening is we are losing our rights. Government corruption is growing. Government is growing. This is one of the ways that we can push back, hold them to account, and to our Constitution.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. From the mountain. with hope. God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening is Kelly Mordecai. We're talking certainly about the grand jury and what a barrier this is, a means by which we can actually do something about local corruption at any level in local government. Now, our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. That's 464-8295. Before we go on, though, Kelly, would you like to tell our listeners how they could get in touch with you, get your book, and get the information? Did you ever send me a copy of your book? I've forgotten.
No, I wasn't able to. Yeah, I've got contact information on my website.
Okay, fine. Go ahead. Tell them how to get in touch with you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the website is hiddenforthbranch.com. That's the number 4-T-H, hiddenforthbranch.com, and there is a contact link there. From my email, and so that's a good way. So I kind of want to quickly summarize the how to get a complaint into the hands of the grand jury and try to make this real quick. You got a complaint, you're writing a letter to your friends and neighbors on the grand jury, and in that complaint, you put the power of the grand jury so that they're educated when they get the complaint. The DA is going to probably block it, not out of intent, but out of ignorance. Well, sometimes he's going to protect his political allies. So you try to work with them, you're not making any progress, then you go to the local paper. Hey, look, the DA is blocking justice, violating the First Amendment. That doesn't work. After going back and trying to work with them, friendly relationship, you take them to court. And of course, small towns, the county judge is going to find out that the district attorney was all in the paper for violating the First Amendment. Do you think the judge is then going to rule against it? So when you're there, you can say, hey, Your Honor, you know, I think this something's fishy going on. Can we have independent counsel? The judge can order it. So it's kind of a little bit difficult, but it certainly is worth it. But again, that's if you're outside of California. California, it goes directly to the grand jury, and it's beautiful. So that's really important because I want to empower the American people. That's why I wrote this book, Holding Faith, that the American people would actually do something, and the response I'm getting is really good. You empower the American people, they will do something. And so for that reason, I wrote the book, the website. I got 3 radio talk shows this week, but the message is getting out. We're getting to empower the American people, and it's going to be a little tough struggle.
Okay, fine. Well, now, basically, one more time, let's get your website out, your telephone number, and then we'll go to Chuck, who's calling us from Michigan. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. How can people get in touch with you again, Kelly?
Yeah, the website, hiddenforthbranch.com, the number 4-T-H, and then there's a page 3 or 4 on the top tab. It's contact info. The website, I'll just give it to you. It's Kelly Z, Z like zoo, Kelly Z at hiddenforthbranch.com.
All right, Kelly Z at hiddenforthbranch.com. Let's go to Chuck, who's calling us from Auburn Hills, Michigan. Hi, how are we doing, Chuck?
We're doing great. This grand jury thing is fascinating to me. I got a couple things about it, though. Okay, we're looking for the guys that cause the problems, the lawyers, the crooks, and the judges, which are all pretty much in on everything, to try to trust them to fix this with the grand jury. They're going to have a teeny grand jury. They'll be able to select their own people. They'll still do whatever they want. And, I don't really see it. It's like going to the criminal to have...
Well, basically what you're saying is, Chuck, don't even try to do anything. No, basically, they may not even have anything to do with impaneling the grand jury. So, basically, I think this is a great idea. You ought to sort of get hold of the information before you criticize it, don't you think?
We got a lot of information on, the courts are doing whatever they want.
Chuck, Well, let's hear what Kelly has to say. What you're doing is saying, don't even try to do anything. Everything's possible. I'm just going to commit suicide. I'm going to drink
no, that,
and die. Go ahead, Kelly. How would you respond to that?
Let me go ahead and answer his question, okay? There's a lot of good news in the research I've discovered. If your county is messing up, go to a state grand jury. If you don't have one, half of them do, half of them don't. Arizona has a statewide, California doesn't. You can go to a federal grand jury, okay? Under 18 U.S.C. Section 3332, when a federal attorney receives a complaint, he is required by that statute to inform the grand jury of the complaint received. Now, we had one bounce back at us, but that happened to be over Obama's kill list. But we're going to go back at them with a writ of mandamus and other high-power stuff. We are not going to give up. That's the particular. So in the county level, if there's problems, you can go to a state, a federal grand jury on the website, too, filing a federal grand jury complaint. There is a guy in Sacramento. I can't give his name out. He's an attorney. He understands the strategy. He makes buku bucks, charges, what, $700-$800 an hour. Here's what he does. He finds out local corruption, and he's got two offices in the country. He finds out local corruption. He takes it to a federal grand jury. He gets the indictment. They get the conviction, and then he sues in civil court for, obviously, things like color of law and all sorts of statutes of color of law and criminality. Anyway, he wins. He wins because it's a slam dunk in the civil case once there is an indictment and a conviction. He is doing this on a regular practice. Anyway, we've got to keep persisting. And
but now, basically, the average individual can't afford $800 an hour for an attorney. Are there attorneys who work with people who want to do something but certainly can't afford money, investment of that magnitude?
Well, that's what I'm looking for, too. I've got another one I just met with today. I'm trying to find some more. But a person can go in pro per. If we set this up right and we're having some victories, it could be with a decent judge, it could be a slam dunk. I'm expecting in the next 4 or 5 years that one of these cases is going to be so fought because there's corruption all the way, we're going to have to go to all the way to the United States Supreme Court, where, based on the dozen-plus court cases, the Supreme Court will rule in our favor, again, not just the power of the grand jury, but also the right of petition. And by the way, I was working on some proposed legislation for Michigan. You guys got some really good legislatures there that are leaning heavily Tea Party. I won't go into details, but there might be something coming through specifically for Michigan.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And basically, of course, it's very easy to be critical. Oh, it wouldn't work. Well, you don't know unless you try. And people come and just start criticizing without even knowing anything at all about it. I really think that's totally defeatist. I'm really rather excited about this concept because I'm sure that Kelly is absolutely right. This is certainly founded in the history of Anglo-American or certainly of English law, which became American law, and it gives us an opportunity then on an alternative means, a fourth branch of government that can be effective and can be utilized to neutralize corruption in the other three branches. Go right ahead, Kelly.
Well, yeah, in my book I've got a flow chart of what happens when a district attorney decides to block the complaint. You go to the press. You know, look, you violated my Second Amendment rights. You're not submitting this to the grand jury, you know, and then go back to them, hey, you know, you want to try again? I mean, maybe it was just ignorance. You can have a press release that was ignorance. Or we can keep going. We'll sue you, and the press will find out, and pretty soon you're going to be out of office. When it gets to the judge, and this is a big public thing in a newspaper, the judge is going to be in a position of, I better vote for the right of petition for redress of grievance, get this to the grand jury, or I'm going to be voted out of office. So using the power of the press, the case law, the right of petition, persistence, I think we're going to make a lot of progress.
Well, I certainly hope so. Let's go to Joe, who's calling us from New Jersey. Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Joe, do you have a question or comment?
Okay, I got a question for your guest, and my question is this. Now, this President of Oz that is, I just heard that he's going to issue an executive order, which basically is unconstitutional, and that executive order, which I think is unconstitutional, is that he's going to violate the Second Amendment and have our guns, what they consider as an illegal weapon, which is, I forget what they call them, automatic weapons.
They call them an assault weapon.
An assault weapon, whatever the heck you call them. Where does he come off making an executive order to do such a thing against the Second Amendment? That's not constitutional.
Well, first of all, he hasn't done it yet, Joe, but if he does do it, it isn't constitutional, and he will have so many people up in arms, and especially now that certainly more and more people are listening to alternative radio, he would have his hands full. And I don't think he would dare do that. So let's not worry about it until it actually comes about.
Wait a minute, Joe, he hasn't done it yet. Dr. Stan.
And
no,
it's unconstitutional,
no,
so he can't
no.
do it.
But what if he goes and do it?
Then if he does do it, then
possible that we have recourse to bring this man up on charges?
Joe, first of all, you have to wait till he does it. And yes, you could do all sorts of things.
Joe,
why worry about something? I don't think he's going to do it. If I'm wrong, then we can be upset. But why start getting everybody all upset about something
because
when it hasn't happened?
Because this man is using one consecutive order after another.
I know, but I don't think he's
Constitution.
But he's not going to do. If he does this, he's going to have his hands full. And at that point, we can certainly people would be out in the streets demonstrating, and I would be going right along with them. Joe, don't worry about it until it happens.
Our representative should be bringing this President of Oz under impeachment orders and should get rid of this.
Okay, fine. Then, Joe, then what you should do is draw a petition and start getting people to sign it, okay?
Is that what you do?
Okay, that's what you do. You get a petition and you get people to sign it and say, President Obama should be impeached, and I think he should. I don't even think he won the election. I think the election was rigged. What would your response be, Kelly?
Well, here's what we're
working on. All right, thank you very much.
Go ahead.
Okay, there's something about the grand jury that's very unique, okay? When you want a bill passed in Congress, you write a congressman, you go on a letter-writing campaign, you get a bunch of people to flood congressmen. Well, as we flood congressmen with letters, so can we flood grand juries with complaints. Hopefully in the next week or two, we'll see, but we want to have a complaint on the website. I've done this before with something else. We have over 500 downloaded nationwide, okay? You can go there regarding Obama's kill list. We're going for the kill list. We're not going for Obama. We're going for the men under the president who are following the orders. They've killed 3 Americans, okay? And you'll be able to download the complaint, call up your federal district, get an address, ship it in. As we flood congressmen's letters, so can we flood grand juries with complaints. We're going to CC it also, or suggest to CC it to Daryl Issa and others, your own congressman, we are going to make a big stink. Oh, and by the way, regarding the kill list, Obama was starting to brag about it. He was on a late-night talk show. I think it was Jay Leno or Jimmy Fallon, bragging that he had killed Americans. Lately, he has shut up. He finally listened to legal counsel to shut up. You don't blab your mouth off that you killed Americans. So, you know, again, we've got this footprint. We've got this gorgeous footprint of what happened with the Nixon and the Watergate boys, and those actual grand jury indictments are on the website of the Watergate 7. We've got, I found Nixon's actual resignation letter dated August 9th, 1974. We have a historical footprint. We're going after the men under the president, or all the president's men, like the movie Woodward and Bernstein, Robert Redford and Dustin Hoffman, all the president's men. That's what we're pursuing. And Americans can, when we get it up, they can download the complaint, they can ship it off. Just simple numbers game. We have 89 federal districts. Hopefully we'll get thousands of complaints flooding in. We're going to get hopefully some legal counsel if we get blocked, but just the numbers game. Hundreds go into every one of the 89 federal districts. Of those, maybe 20 will get through. Of those, maybe 5, grand juries will learn their power. They will issue subpoenas. And people in the White House are going to need a fresh change of underwear when that happens.
Well, it sounds like a great idea, Kelly, and I say more power to you for trying, and we'll do anything we can to help you.
Well, I appreciate that, because you know what? We're getting to the point where people have already picked up guns or go into a bunker. I had a client, I'm an engineer, designed a bunker for him. I mean, it's fight or flight. No, we've got a third option, the pen. The pen is mightier than the sword. And if we don't understand this power and say there is some successful revolution, and we forget this power of holding our government accountable to the grand jury, we are going to be in the same position in 50 years from now. This was a no-brainer in the late 1700s, 1800s, mid-1900s. The powers that be do not want you to know this power exists. And so they have hidden it from us. They have perpetrated ignorance upon the American people. And at law school, I talked to one attorney. She said, well, I didn't learn about the grand jury. They didn't even teach me much about the Constitution in law school. We have got to overcome our ignorance. And when we are empowered, I believe, that's why I struggled, and many, many, very little sleep nights, I struggled to put this book together expediently with a lot of references and court cases, and I'm finding more stuff. But I believe in the American people. I really do.
And right now, Kelly, right now we want to announce that you're going to be speaking in Santa Cruz. We've got Kelly on the line. Kelly, would you like to tell our listeners where Kelly is going to be speaking here? I think he's going to be here next week, a week from tonight, isn't he, in the Monterey Bay area?
Yeah, in the Santa Cruz area.
Okay.
Hi, Dr. Stan.
Hi, Gail. Go ahead.
Yeah, we're looking forward to hopefully getting Kelly down here for next Wednesday. At the Live Oak Grange, 1900 17th Avenue at 7 p.m., January 8th. So we hope to have him here to sign some of his books and give us a live presentation.
Now, that is a week from tonight at the Santa Cruz Grange in Santa Cruz. Would you like to give the address on that?
1900 17th Avenue.
1900 17th Avenue. And would you like to get your telephone number out in case anybody needs to get in touch with you to figure out how to get there? They're coming from Monterey or elsewhere?
Well, there is a phone number. I haven't got it memorized, but you can go to Santa Cruz Freedom Forum, and that'll bring up the event.
Santa Cruz Freedom Forum. This is the Grange. It's on 17th Avenue. That's really all you need to know.
Yeah.
I'm certainly very pleased that Kelly is going to be coming here. I think this is a great idea. And certainly, there are all people out there who come up with all sorts of reasons why things won't work. They'll never work unless you try them. It's just like flying, you know. People, the idea that anybody could actually build an airplane at one time seemed impossible. But they were able to do it. And certainly, I think what Kelly's doing is certainly a great, great idea. We'll be back in a moment. Well, Kelly, we've got 3 minutes for you to wrap up the program, and then we'll let you go, but you go right ahead.
Well, yeah, you know, Stan, I really appreciate the time here. I'm just trying to get this message out to the American people. If we understand, we do, we'll be free. If you are free, I am free. And so this is a great power we have. We're still moving forward. I'm still signing even more and more support. I mean, to find on the Attorney General handbook that you must respect the grand jury as an independent body, and I already knew this from the court cases, but I also put a lot of empowerment in the book, if you will. Many, many stories, county, state, I didn't get to go up all the way to the chain of command, but federal judges have been indicted. There's a recent one in Florida. Oh, first time? No. This happened in Texas. This happened in Mississippi. It's happened before. Federal judges were indicted by a grand jury. So I've got these stories in there, and then I go ahead and I tell, I call it Fictional Future News, where I explain how things can be, you know, kind of like what it was in the 1800s, but Fictional Future News stories of the grand jury getting hold of 9/11 information.
Oh, well, now, why don't you get the name of your book out one more time?
Okay, yeah, it's on Amazon, The Hidden Fourth Branch, and the subtitle is A Corrupt Government's Worst Nightmare.
The hidden fourth branch, hidden fourth branch, meaning this is the fourth branch of government. Okay, go right ahead. Well, you've got about 1 minute to wrap up the program for us tonight.
Yeah, so, if, you know, people in California, I would encourage you to go down to the grand jury commissioner office, courthouse, ask, hey, I kind of want to volunteer for the grand jury. They'll give you a form. You can volunteer to get on it if you're in California. Love to see every state in the nation have a similar thing that California has. We issue an annual report after we investigate offices of the county as well as field complaints, but that's the way it ought to be. We have got a good model in California, and hopefully if this movement and awareness moves forward, if Congress passes laws and state legislatures pass laws, we can get rid of the gatekeepers. We can empower by doing, seeing more results, and I'll be posting those on my website as well, so that we're empowered, we're moving forward, we're overcoming these problems, and hopefully we will hold government to account the way it used to be and the way it ought to be.
All right. Well, thank you so very much for being with us. Our guest this evening has been Kelly Mordecai. And, of course, his book is The Fourth Branch. The Fourth Branch. And God bless you. And we'll hope we get a great turnout next week.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest was Kelly Mordecai. And Sydney Kelly is going to be in Santa Cruz a week from tonight. That's Sydney. 1 week from tonight at the Santa Cruz Grains, that's next Wednesday, Santa Cruz Grains. And if you can get there, I think you'll be fascinated. A fascinating individual, fascinating idea. This is what we need, is ideas like this that will allow us, in course, in the process to educate people about the strength of our Constitution, which is the foundation of our liberty. Well, our telephone number, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family or help us maintain our network of over 50 stations across America, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Of course, if you want to understand our message, it's in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you'd like to get a case of the books, you can get them at a very minimal cost, Sydney. And so give us a call if you'd like to get a case of the books. And if you do get a case of the books, why, of course, you'll get a free 4-CD set or free DVD that we've made that will help you, of course, defray the cost of the postage. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. We're almost a quarter of the way towards getting the book published. You will not get the printed. You will not get billed until we are all set to begin actually doing the printing. So we do hope, of course, you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, get others to read it, that you'll get our DVDs. For instance, I might talk by interview with Ambassador Earl Smith. This DVD called The World Revolution. My interview with four-star Marine General Lewis Wald, it's called A Marine General Speaks. My interview with Norman Dodd, it's called The Dangerous Deception. Norman was the director of research for the Reese Committee, the only congressional committee ever allowed to investigate the great tax-exempt foundations. And the last thing, of course, that the great foundations want people to know is that the Rockefeller, Ford, and Carnegie Foundations have been funding communism and Marxism throughout the world since their inception. Why? Creating the best enemy money could buy. You have to have an enemy so that we will focus our attention outside as they impose socialism in America. And socialism is simply the centralization of power with a ruling bureaucracy and buying the support of the people. But it's all done with borrowed money, a system which is certainly doomed to the destruction of America. And that's what they want. And out of the chaos will come the dictatorship with the ruling elite. And, of course, freedom at that point, as we've known, it will be only a remembrance of things past. So all of these, certainly the World Revolution, A Marine General Speaks, The Desperate Deception, they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we urge you, if you're out there in the listening audience, to get the DVD on the geoengineering with Rosalind Peterson talking, and will explain to you certainly how they're poisoning our air, and they're poisoning the water by spraying aluminum. And of course, what are the advantages of aluminum? It's carcinogenic. And it's also destroys the immune system. And if you want to kill people, you'd be spraying the atmosphere and spraying the oceans and spraying the fish with large doses of aluminum. And that's exactly what they're doing. Geoengineering by Rosalind Peterson. If you go to our website, you'll find 40,000 sites, government and certainly university sites, where they talk about these spraying programs that are underway today. 40,000 sites. If that's true, how could it not be reported by the media? And it's simply because the media is controlled. You need to get the DVD of the aspartame, Betty Martini's talk. And we have so many wonderful, wonderful talks that you need to get. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, we ask you to give us a call. And if not, then we ask you to pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. And of course, until then, tomorrow evening, when we'll be back with you once again, this is Dr. Stan saying good night and may the Lord be with you.
As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love, stand beside her.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. It is the 9th of January. Wow, 9 January 2013. It is Wednesday. Thank you so very much for joining us today. We're all about trying to learn more about what's happening in our world. And if you're watching television, what you have seen is nothing but, I'd say, 90% on the cable news shows, gun control, gun control, gun control. Amazing. Remember how we watched television prior to the election and were just sickened by the amount of election coverage there was? Now it's gun control coverage. And today, Governor Cuomo of New York has announced he may include gun confiscation. Now we know that they have draconian rules in New York anyway regarding gun control. However, it seems like gun control is becoming an issue amongst all the people, regardless of whether you own a weapon or not, are opposed to owning a weapon or not. It's all about gun control and the horrors of gun control. Now, understand that this is the same time that we're seeing more about the inconsistencies and disinformation regarding Sandy Hook.